Docklands Radio believes your health matters.
Oh, we do. So on the line with me today, I'm going to try and control this volume a little bit first. But on the line with me today, I've got Jane Scanlon. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon, Jill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Really good to have you on the line today. Jane is the founder and creator of Cherish, Transform and Upgrade Coaching and is here today to just tell us a little bit about her and what her 12-week program does. So, Jane, you worked, if we take a step back, in an IT job and the London Ambulance Service, which is quite diverse, isn't it, going from ambulance to sort of a health-related job. How do you make that sort of transition?
Well, to be honest, I've always followed my heart into jobs, and the IT was really an opportunity that came up, which I grabbed at the time to get a company car at age 19. Mm-hmm. And then over the course of 8 years or so, I felt I wasn't helping people, and it was very much a part of my makeup to want to help people. Mm-hmm. So the London Ambulance Service was always on my list. I wanted to be a paramedic, but I failed the tests three times. Mm. But I kept trying, and then I went into the control room because I had this willingness to change and to do something positive with my life. Mm-hmm. And I didn't stop trying. So when the first test failure came through, I tried again and I tried again. And then they offered me a different position within the service. Okay. Yes.
That's brilliant though, isn't it? It's really good when you hear of people doing that they just don't give up. And I know you're not a quitter at all, are you? Because you've experienced many, many challenges in your life. And I'm sort of guessing that those have led you to what you do now. But maybe tell us a little bit about those challenges.
Yes, well, I was diagnosed with dyslexia around 4 or 5, and also I had an operation. Apparently, I could only hear about 75% at the time. So where I was shouting a lot and things like that was actually because I could only hear 25%. Mm. So I had to have an operation, and that cleared up my hearing. And throughout school, I had that I'm not good enough kind of feeling. And then in secondary school, I was bullied. And although the school and my parents, they sorted that out really quickly, I kind of went through a rebellious stage then. And I kind of thought, well, if I'm going to get beaten up by these girls over here, then how about I hang out with these cool girls, but they're not bullies? So that's what I did. And I started drinking and smoking at 15. And that kind of led into an abusive relationship at 20, 21. But again, I managed to pull myself out of that and away. And then when I was 30, on my 30th birthday, I kind of had a wake-up call because from drinking, smoking, doing drugs at 15 all the way to 30, I knew if I carried on that lifestyle, I'd have been living that lifestyle for over 50% of the time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really like, I can't do this anymore. And yeah, those challenges have really got me to where I am now. So 10 years later, I'm now 40, and lead a completely different lifestyle.
Which probably is good, because you probably wouldn't have lived much longer if you'd carried on that sort of lifestyle that you had.
Well, I certainly, yeah, I don't think I'd have made it to 100.
No.
Like some of my grandparents.
Oh. Now, during your time with the London Ambulance Service, you started your training in therapies. So how did you decide that that's what you wanted to do?
Well, as a child, I was always told I had healing hands. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's in my makeup.
Yeah.
And when I went travelling, I took a year out and went travelling when I was in IT. And I learned about yoga, and I started doing yoga, and I started doing a bit of massage whilst I was out travelling, and I knew it was something that I really wanted to do. And with the stress and the shift work of the ambulance service, it didn't really suit my makeup. Mm-hmm. And it was, I saw it as quite a work hard, play hard kind of environment. So it didn't alleviate my drinking in any way. So I started to do the therapies because I knew I wanted change in my life. And I've pretty much done probably about over 8 years worth of training in different therapies now. And I always just follow what interests me, what kind of lights up my soul and what will benefit my life. And then it benefits the people around me, it benefits my clients. At the beginning, I didn't have any, though, you know, but I saw that vision. And I suppose I've never taken a course because I thought it's going to make me money, get me clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always followed my heart and my dream.
Yeah, okay. I want to talk about your program because, believe it or not, we are running out of time quite fast.
So
you run a Transform Your Life in 12 Weeks online program. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, with my transformations from the challenges I've had, they were always quite scary, lonely and intense periods of my life. But I would manage to flip my life around when I was 30 in 8 weeks. Mm. And I went from that lifestyle to a completely different lifestyle and on a 3-year holistic course. And the 12-week program that I've created helps to take away that scary, lonely, intense feeling when you want to transform your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there to support them. I know the steps that they're required to take to transform their life, and they're all laid out. I know how long that they need to spend on each step and in what order. And we also look at the 7 key areas of life. So nothing is missed. Personal, business, spiritual, relationship, financial, mental health and physical health are all covered in this program.
Okay. That's brilliant. I mean, that's, you know, certainly would transform people's lives if they can work through that. So how can people find out more about exactly what's involved in that?
Well, I've created a 1-hour free Transform Your Life in 12 Weeks online training. And at the end of that, there is a bonus one-to-one with me.
Okay.
So you can get this either via my Facebook or Instagram account.
Okay.
And you just need to search for me, Jane Scanlon, Cherish, Transform, Upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you the link to the free training. And it's bit.ly, and then /transformyourlifein12weeks.
Okay. Well, I can make sure I put that on the Brookins Radio Facebook page when I post the podcast up. So I can make sure people can see that, and on my own page as well, so that people can see that. Okay, and your website?
My website is cherish7steps.com, and that will soon be changing to Cherish, Transform and Upgrade.
Okay. Is it cherish7steps.com or
.co.uk?
.co.uk. No, that's okay. And it's 7 as in the number 7.
Yes.
Brilliant. Jane, thank you so much. That has gone so quickly. But thank you so much for talking to us today. Highly recommend that you all take a look at that. So to find out more about the 12 weeks training, you can go to Jane's website, or you can go straight to the training, which is bit.ly/transformyourlifein12weeks. Jane, thank you so much for talking to us here today.
Thank you so much. If I've got time, I have one other freebie I would like to give your listeners.
Yep.
It is my Simple 7 Steps program, which is worth over £50, And if they get in touch via Facebook or Instagram, I will give them the code to get that program absolutely free.
Brilliant. So that's simple seven steps, but connect with Jane on Facebook or Instagram to get that. And I'm just checking here if I've got your Facebook and Instagram. Is it just in your name, Jane?
It's Cherish Transform Upgrade.
Okay.
If you search for that, you will find me.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. Thank you so much indeed.
Thank you very much, Jill.
Thank you. That was Jane Scanlon talking to us about her 12 Weeks to Transform Your Life program.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.